Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, day after the All-Star game, night of the ESPYs. Baseball's back. Actually, Dodgers play tomorrow. They'll get an early jump because they had that Saturday off. So I extended an invitation to everybody last night on text. I said, hey, anybody interested in going to see Nope? I'm buying.
Nope.
Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, that was a nice gesture.
Yeah, thank you.
Wasn't very nice. Tankers, though.
I'm booked, but thanks anyway. Briones, I pass, but thank you. Bergman, thanks for the offer, but I'm going to pass too. It actually felt a little cold.
Mine was cold?
Yeah, all three of them. I got them in rapid succession. Yeah. No, no, no.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope, exactly. Nope.
Nope. Yeah, really. Would be the appropriate way to respond.
Yeah, yeah. I like to see the movies before I start hearing the spoilers and all that kind of stuff. So,
still, I'm going to watch Better Call Saul. Did you watch it?
Yes.
Good?
Great.
Okay, tonight.
Right.
Tonight's the night.
Yeah, great. You got to watch it. Got to watch it. I won't say a thing. Won't say a thing.
All right, good.
But it's great. All right, so Woj was on one of our shows. I don't know.
One of our 19 panel shows.
Yeah, something like that. And he was asked what Westbrook is really looking for. Listen to the way he answered this question.
In my conversations with Russell Westbrook in this offseason, I think as much as anything, he wants to be wanted. But look at his actions since the season ended.
Okay, so his actions since the season ended, he went to the Darvinham press conference.
Mm-hmm.
He went to Summer League, although he talked to LeBron backstage, but he didn't talk to him on the court. Wants to be wanted, John, is in a little interesting wrinkle. We were giving away stuff at the softball game on Friday night. And so it's like, here's a THT autograph basketball. Number is 64321, you know, whatever.
Right.
Russell Westbrook basketball. Boo.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Ah, Michael's
here. Hey. MT is here.
On your softball game.
Yeah, how about that, man?
Yeah, right. I told you Team Mace was going to win.
Team Mace, look out.
That's right.
You were missed.
You know how to put together a team. You and what's the Dodgers GM name?
Andrew Friedman.
Yeah, you could be a GM. Right.
Friedman of 710.
Okay, my answer for all future events.
Yes.
All right, all future station events. I'll go if Michael goes.
No.
That's my answer.
Here's the Stu rule. I'll go if Stu goes.
The official rule is Michael's going to none of them. We're not even going to invite him anymore.
Well, if you do want to San Clemente, I'll be there.
Oh, don't.
Oh, you shouldn't have said that.
Did you hear that?
You shouldn't have said that.
Guess what's coming to San Clemente soon?
Let's go, party in San Clemente.
The big SC, San Clemente.
I'll do that. I'll drive 5 minutes away from.
I like it.
So you would do that? We're going to do a special Michael Thompson show from San Clemente.
There's some good golf courses down there.
Not for me. Just do some big event. Not for me specifically.
But you'll be there.
Yeah, I'll show up if it's like 5 minutes away.
All right.
Yeah. What event would you want to go to?
Yeah, what are you looking for?
How about a big dinner? For some guests, some of our best listeners.
Well, it has to be a remote, so where everybody
goes.
It's
got to be a remote.
Yeah. And then we can do something after all the remotes, but after the shows are over, it's still something
to do. You've done a softball game. You've done an award show.
An award show. We're talking about a basketball game for next year, but next basketball season.
Well, that'd be fun.
All-star basketball game.
Let's see. What high school? San Clemente High School is right down the street
from me. San Clemente High School. There you go.
I was always jealous of anyone who went to San Clemente High School because, as Michael will tell you, literally on their campus is a McDonald's.
It's right there.
It's right off the freeway.
Wow.
I think it's Camino de Estrella, right? Right there?
No, it's off of Pico.
Avenida Pico.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you get off, and there's San Clemente High and a McDonald's right there. Right. None of those kids are skinny, I'll tell you that.
No.
There's a McDonald's right there.
No. So MT, I think Bergman asked you, he asked you if we could get Trace on today. Last week we had Clay.
Yeah.
We were hoping to get Trace today. What did Trace say?
Well, I asked Trace to come on, and he gave me a polite no. Not because he doesn't like you guys. He just doesn't like to do interviews, because he says, says, "What? You know, I'm not a 10-year veteran. I'm not Justin Turner. I'm not Mookie Betts. So they don't need to hear from
he's
me."
He's your son.
We put him in the third chair once he was great.
Yeah, yeah, he'll do that.
He did really well.
He's just going on the radio with Dad.
With who?
Dad.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Michael. By the way, did you see Clay's My Wish on ESPN this morning?
Boy,
wasn't
that
great?
Yeah, that was really touching, really heart-rendering.
So back on this, kind of going along with the theme today, Greg, of more good news.
Play Pharrell.
There is a kid who lives in Alaska that was suffering from leukemia.
Yep.
And so My Wish said that My Wish is an organization that grants the wishes of terminal children and said, "Hey, what wish do you have?" He said, "I really would love to meet Clay Thompson." Aww. So Clay, My Wish arranged for this kid to fly from Alaska to Southern California, and Clay just styled him, picked him up in his convertible, drove him around town, gave him shooting lessons, gave him all that swag. Michael, you should be really proud of him.
Yeah,
he did great.
That's very, very proud of Clay for doing that. We're so blessed to be healthy, to have healthy children. And Clay and a bunch of athletes. John Cena was the most requested so-called sports celebrity of all the Make-A-Wish kids. John Cena was the number one requested. Obviously, Kobe did a lot of these. And so millions of thousands of athletes, live up to this responsibility because they want to give something back to the kids, give them something positive. So, yeah, it's glad to see Clay do that. Steph has to do it all the time. So we're just so blessed to have healthy children. And when these other children who are suffering from illnesses, man, you got to give back and make your time for it. So that's that really made me feel good to see Clay take out his time. And he was looking forward to doing it. It wasn't like, "Oh, this is something I got to do." He's like, I really want to do this and try to make that man's, the young man's life, Joseph, as good as could possibly be.
Boy, you know, Sedano, by the way, I saw the story today. It's great. It really is cool. Sedano texted, he says, "Why does it have to be a remote? Some of the biggest radio events I've ever been part of are not broadcasts. Michael's dinner idea is smart."
Thank you, George. You know, how many listeners can we arrange it for, Bergman? You know, obviously, you can't have 100. If we could have like 20 listeners, something like that, 25, or something like at Morton's or something like that.
Sure, I mean, they would have to sponsor it. I mean, it is a good idea. He's right. But I think having
Let's do a big dinner with Mike.
Sure. You're paying for the whole thing, Mike?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, no, you don't have to.
The station would pay. You're not going to pay.
I'm kidding. But I think having the remote broadcast a part of it is something that allows as many people as we want to come down and see
us. But this is a more intimate, like, dinner with
just
MT.
A Michael Thompson
dinner? MT is going to be down in San Clemente.
We can solve all the problems of the Lakers.
You guys can drink your wine.
Exactly.
Smoke your cigars and all that kind of stuff.
I could bring some Diamond and Key wine to share with the listeners.
There you go.
It's something we can talk about.
All right. So,
Hey, Justin.
Hey, Tommy. Hey, all you guys over there. The dinner with Mike is going
to
be great.
Okay. Find someplace in Orange County. So, I'm coming up to LA County.
Mace, before Michael walked in, you were about to ask me something about Westbrook.
Okay,
right?
So let me play this again.
So I'm glad you're here, Michael.
Leave Westbrook alone.
Michael's reaction too. Listen to what Woj said about Westbrook.
In my conversations with Russell Westbrook in this offseason, I think as much as anything, he wants to be wanted. But look at his actions since.
So he wants to be wanted.
Don't we all?
We all do.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
And
what's so weird about that?
I can understand why Westbrook would feel like he's not wanted in L.A.
Sure.
I mean, I just told John the story. We gave away a Russell Westbrook autographed basketball at our softball game on Friday night. And when it was announced that we were giving it away, there was a boo.
Oh, come on. What's wrong with these people?
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
The guy plays hard. Okay, he makes mistakes, but he's not because of lack of effort. I'll never boo someone if they're playing hard.
Yeah, by the way, you could argue that he gave more effort than anyone last year. He played in 77 games. His numbers, I mean, it's the old line, Mace. You can torture numbers to tell any story you want.
18-7-7. Yeah.
I mean, it's not and I know this is a huge if Darvin Ham can refocus his energy to do things like push the ball, push tempo, lead the league in assists, which he's done before, play defense, which nobody did on our team last year. If Russ did that and stopped shooting threes and stopped that 17-foot bank shot from the side of the backboard thing, I think he could be a completely different player.
Darvin Ham's listening to us right now. He just needs to listen to me. Put me on your staff. Okay?
Is he a big listener?
He's a big listener.
Hey, Darvin.
He's in his office drawing up plays, but he's got us on his computer listening to us.
Yeah, nice.
Bring Russell Westbrook off the bench. Making the sixth man, he's the first guy to come in when you sub out LeBron. because LeBron's not going to play a lot of minutes anyway. So let Russell Westbrook come in and run the second unit or the unit when LeBron's on the bench. That's where he's most comfortable with. Remember that game in Charlotte when LeBron didn't play and Westbrook put on a show?
Yeah, he scored like 35 points.
So when LeBron's not on the floor, put Westbrook on the floor. Let him run the show. And sometimes you can mix in LeBron, of course, at the end of the games with Westbrook. But by that time, Westbrook will be in a groove, and he'll adjust better. What is wrong? Why does anybody listen to me about this?
Because we just saw a season where they finished 16 games under 500.
Michael,
so
one thing.
Not using my strategy.
Okay, well, wait a minute. One thing that I think last year's coaching staff would have come back at you with is, if we put Russ on the bench, we lose him.
No, you talk
to him. He doesn't think
him.
Of himself as a sixth man.
So here's what Buha wrote in The Athletic. He said, Westbrook, behind the scenes, doesn't realize that he's just a contract. He still thinks he's the face of the franchise, which is making it difficult to trade him.
No, he doesn't think he's the face of the franchise. He knows that's LeBron. I mean, come on. He knows it's not Oklahoma
City
anymore. But he knows he's still a vital
piece.
He
thinks he's of the caliber of face of the franchise guy, and he's not.
No, I don't think he looks at himself that way here in L.A. with LeBron on the team. AD doesn't even look at himself as the face of the franchise as long as LeBron's around.
Well, what makes this weird is Westbrook is going into the Hall of Fame on the first ballot.
Right. Sure.
I mean, he's that good. But he's at the end of his career.
And he's been on four teams in 4 years.
Right. So it's harder for guys like that to go out gracefully. They think they still have the mentality of, I'm going to will myself to victory.
Yeah, Michael, why is he on four teams in 4 years?
Well, because
he is the guy that you say he is.
Yeah, he's a tough fit. He obviously played with a ball-dominant player in Houston with James Harden.
Yep.
He played with a guy in Washington, Bradley Beal, who's going to shoot all the balls because he deserves to. He's a great shooter. Obviously, he came here with a ball-dominant player in LeBron James, and it's hard to share the court with someone like that. So mix it up. Alternate them. That's the most simplest solution here. I don't know why Darvin and who else is on the staff now?
Well, they have
Handy.
Yeah, they haven't officially hired your guy Rasheed, but
it sounds like it's a possibility. Bring Rasheed on. Rasheed will talk to Russ because everybody respects Rasheed. Rasheed is as real as it gets, and he'll straighten him out.
See, I think I speak for a lot of Laker fans when I say I really would rather not Russ be on the roster this year. I would rather.
But don't
him
you
be
think,
gone.
Michael? I'm curious what you think too. But don't both of you think he will be?
Yes.
At this point,
I don't know. I don't know.
He'll be there.
I still think there's a chance.
Kyrie will be in Brooklyn. KD will be in Brooklyn, and Russell.
Even though the reports are that KD is the one that wants Kyrie out of Brooklyn.
Oh please, these so-called
you don't believe any reports.
No, but these insiders,
no reports.
They make up all kinds of stuff.
You don't believe any insiders, any reports.
Not stuff like that. No.
You don't believe these internal conversations. You think these reporters are just making this crap up.
I'm so sick of this anonymous source. Put a name on it. If that's the case, put a name.
I'm
where'd
with
you
Michael
hear that
about
from?
This.
Yeah. I can there say anything. Be, hey, guess
wait
what, Mace?
Nothing would change if
I
we lived in a world where there were not.
No.
Of course.
You know why, KD?
We're not saying that Watergate is
right.
Like important things you can have unnamed sources. But sports? Come on.
Wait a minute. I know, for example, the people that Momo talks to.
Yeah.
I know the people she talks to. I don't think they're making stuff up when they talk to her.
Yeah, they could be. Just to get a rise out of somebody. You don't know that.
But don't you report what somebody tells you?
You know what somebody told me? The reason why KD wants to get rid of Kyrie Irving? Because Kyrie stole $10 million from him. I heard that.
No, you didn't.
Well, that's you
well,
don't
there
know
you
that.
Go. See, I could have just made it up.
You don't know that, and nobody told you that.
How do you know? How do you know nobody
told you that?
How do you know?
You're totally making it up.
How do you know?
I know because you just sat here and made it up this conversation.
But maybe he didn't.
No way. You did not have this conversation.
No.
You did not have this conversation.
I'm telling you, this is what someone
when it's
told
somebody
me.
Like Woj, or it's somebody like Momo, or if it's somebody like McMenamin, or it's somebody like Shams, I say, all right, those guys are plugged in.
You know what I heard?
What?
Kyrie stole KD's bat at the Nets softball game, and that's why he's mad at him.
That makes sense.
Well, off the air, I'll tell you what I heard. All right, I want to know if this is fair game, John. You sent this story. Texas Tech has been overrunning TCU games for years.
I'm glad you brought this up, and I will explain it all next. It has to do with whether or not a team should try and keep the other team's fans out of their building. And we'll get into it next.
Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Day after the All-Star game, Michael Thompson hanging out. Thanks for listening in.
All right, so yeah. if you go to a game in any sport, football game, basketball game, baseball game, one of the cool things you can do is go see your team on the road.
Yes.
You know, if you make a road trip out of it, makes you,
sure.
You've been to many, many Dodger road games, Ram
Trojan
road games.
Yeah.
So down in Texas, TCU, which is in Fort Worth, last time they played Texas Tech, all the Texas Tech fans, Tech's in Lubbock, which is across the state.
Yes.
All the Texas Tech fans bought up all the tickets and came to the game in Fort Worth, and it sounded like a Texas Tech home game.
Yes.
All right, because they had so many of their fans there.
That's how it sounded an Angels fan over the weekend.
Right.
Like, oh, with the Dodgers, yeah.
We were in Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, you were there on Friday. And so TCU did something interesting, and I want you guys to tell me if you think this is smart or stupid. They made you cannot buy an individual ticket for the TCU-Texas Tech game at TCU this year.
Right.
The only way you can get a ticket, the way they've structured it, is if you buy season tickets. And the reason they did that is they knew that the Texas Tech fans would not pony up money
yes.
for six or seven games just to go to that one game. So they took it out of their individual game sales. And that way, most of the fans,
we assume,
in Fort Worth for this game will be TCU fans.
Right.
Michael, smart or stupid for the TCU athletic director to make a strategic move to keep the Tech fans out?
I think it's stupid. I like to see when the visiting teams in the various cities, to see the fans of that visiting team come in, like we see in Atlanta.
Right.
Right. What, that makes it half the fun.
Right.
There's a third of Laker fans that are going against the Hawk fans. So I like it when the visiting fans show up.
And if I'm the athletic director at any school, what I want is I want all those seats sold. I don't care how I get them sold. I want them sold. I want butts in the seats. I wouldn't do anything to limit ticket sales, no. Which is what I think this
and
guy did.
When you go to Crypto.com Arena, when the Knicks are in town or the Celtics, you see all the Celtic people, the transplants in the building. It makes it fun.
So,
and now, Mace, with the secondary ticket market, stuff like StubHub and, you know, what's the other one? We use a bunch of different
StubHub, Vivid Seats.
Yeah, and, you know, secondary ticket market, anybody can get tickets to anything now. And so I'm not sure that he's going to achieve the goal he set out to achieve by doing it this way.
Although I'm sure season tickets are expensive. You got to buy, if you're a Texas Tech fan, you got to buy season tickets to TCU in order to be at that game. I mean, I would imagine there's some high rollers that'll do it, but I don't think everybody will do it.
It can't be that expensive. Yeah, for a TCU game.
Yeah, but no, I'm with you, Mace. I don't think most people will do it.
I don't think most people will.
It'll be a deterrent.
Here's the thing, some teams do is they
like, let's say we were having the Dodgers were playing an important series against the Giants.
Yes.
If you go online to buy tickets at Dodgers.com or Ticketmaster, whatever the Dodgers preferred ticket thing is, and you have a Northern California zip code,
right?
They don't let you buy it.
So they started that, John. Huh. They started that with the NFC Championship game, and then it was shot down by the NFL.
The Rams tried it?
The Rams did try it, and it was shot down by the NFL
when
they were playing the Niners and the 49ers and the at SoFi. Here's,
I mean, you're a fan. How do you feel about it? You sit in those seats.
Yeah, I sit in those seats, and I like the college atmosphere. I like, for example, when I'm at a Rams game and they're playing the Niners, it's a great, big, fun college.
So you'd be okay with half Texas Tech fans, half TCU
Absolutely.
Fans.
Absolutely. Yeah. To me, that's what makes it fun.
Exactly.
That's like USC, UCLA. It's half of each fan base.
I think that it makes TCU's AD look like he's a little bit of a chicken bleep.
It's petty. Petty.
You know, that he's just, oh, you don't want your team to lose home field advantage,
right.
So you're going to try and doctor the ticket sales? Come on,
what
man.
Did they eat orange slices at halftime? TCU? Like a bunch of little kids?
So let me.
As Joan Rivers would say, the great Joan Rivers, grow up.
Let me give you a real world scenario. So Buffalo is the Rams opener.
Right.
Now,
They travel well.
So they're going to be Bills fans
Bills
there, and that's
Mafia,
cool.
Bills Mafia, they're called.
Yeah, that's cool. They're going to be jumping on tables and doing all that stupid stuff that the Bills Mafia does. Great. I want Buffalo fans there. I want them to be a part of it. Where it gets tricky is the Rams have a game against the Raiders, a home game against the Raiders at SoFi this year.
So what are you afraid of?
I'm not afraid, but I just know that there is going to be a gigantic Raiders turnout because they, you know, they were the heritage team before the Rams got here.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. Nobody is keeping Raider fans out of any game.
No, they're just not.
It's
impossible. I totally agree. But
Raider fans will pay any amount. Matter of fact, I think I read the other day that the Raiders command the highest visiting ticket price of anybody because the Raiders' own fans will pay whatever it costs.
Right, and of course, I've talked to a friend of mine in Vegas who says that regular rank-and-file fans aren't able to get into that room, but that it's all like the Mirage
and let me tell you
Steve
this.
Wynn and all those guys own the ticket.
I know you wouldn't do it.
Right.
But if you would, you have two seats for the Rams,
I do, yes.
If you were willing to sell those to Raider fans, you could charge them whatever you want.
Absolutely not.
But that's what I'm saying. You know, that's other people won't have your discipline.
Oh, come on. Everybody's got a price. What'll it be yours?
I want to be at that game.
Okay, but here's it's interesting, Michael. Everybody,
I already paid a whole bunch of money for the tickets.
$5,000 a seat. He's thinking about it.
No, because it would pay for the rest of his games. Yeah.
$5,000 a seat.
And Mace, you could, for your seats, I'm telling you, you may not get $5,000, but you could get close.
And two seats, Mace.
$5,000 pays for the year.
Yeah. Mm. So you got to do it.
Mm. Oh, yeah. You got to do it for one game.
And by the way, Mace, you could buy other seats, not as good as your seats, and make a bunch of money on this deal.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying.
You could still be at the game.
Sell my seats, which are really good.
For top dollar.
Buy lesser seats.
Right.
For
or get them through your connections, and you'll be at the game, and you make all that money.
Well, that's an interesting scenario. But,
Michael,
if I can still be at the game, that's
about
the big thing.
Everybody has a price.
Right.
Tomorrow, Charles Barkley is meeting with Liv with the golf tour. If Liv Golf came to you, they said, Michael, 5 years, $100 million, but you have to leave the NBA and you can't work at ESPN anymore. You're just working for us. But 5 years, $100 million, what do you tell him?
Looking for a condo and Jeddah. You know where Jeddah is?
Yeah.
No, but most of the events.
Is Jeddah in Saudi Arabia? Yeah, is that where they torture the lesbian and gay people?
No, but what's interesting is you wouldn't have to move to Saudi Arabia.
I know.
Would you? But you would do it.
Oh yeah.
You think Barkley's going to do it?
$20 million a year. Listen, Saudi Arabia, they got money. They just burn money just to light campfires. Right?
Yep.
Right.
So if they say Barkley, here's the Tom Brady deal. I mean, he'd be crazy to turn it down.
Yeah,
can you imagine if the Saudis, because they got a ton of money.
That's actually less than the Tom Brady deal. That's $20 million a year. Brady's making $37
million. Right,
can you imagine if the Saudis got into the basketball business?
Yeah.
Well, they can have no salary cap.
Yeah.
You give LeBron James $1 billion, which is what the Saudis offered Tiger Woods to be the face of Liv.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you get LeBron $1 billion, he turned it down. But you could do that with the NBA and start stealing players, start picking off players.
If they wanted to start a basketball league over there, you're
right. It'll be interesting. But I've never played this scenario that far out, but why couldn't they do it with every sport?
Every sport. Well, They've got so much money.
They're doing it in boxing. That's where Tyson Fury is supposed to fight against Anthony Joshua or maybe Usyk, maybe like $100 million apiece. So they've done it in boxing.
Like if they came and got Aaron Donald and Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers and all those dudes and started their own football league. Wow, it would upend sports as we know.
They're not going to do it for the American sports, but for like tennis and golf, they definitely can throw out a lot of money to these athletes.
I think Barkley will go and he'll become irrelevant.
No, I don't think he's going to do it.
But
he's so rich already; he doesn't need it.
Why would you leave? Why would you give up your relevance?
Because for
money. That's the only reason.
Right. Well. And I would say, like, in the case of David Faraday, who's...
Well, he's just a golf announcer.
Yeah, right.
But he's the highest-paid golf announcer there is.
But this golf is his thing, right? I mean, if you're a golf fan, you know, I don't know who David Faraday is, but you tell me he's, like, really...
Funny and good
golf
like
guy,
him.
Yeah.
And, but the reason he's doing it is...
Money.
Well, but you said the only reason why would you give up your relevance? He's at the end of his ride. He's right. Probably 60.
Well, Barkley's at the end of his ride.
No, Barkley could do another 10 years if he wants to.
But he does. I don't. But what if he doesn't want to?
Exactly.
Then that's when you go for the money.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit like signing with Fox. You know, God bless Marcellus Wiley, but we've not heard from him again.
Well,
he was at Keyshawn's party.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
That's the first time I've seen him in a long time.
Barkley's rich. He's making tens of millions from TNT. I don't think he's going to do it. He doesn't need to. He's already rich, and he can make money forever.
Yeah, and especially if they tell him he can't work at TNT anymore, and he's got to give up all his endorsements. Yeah.
They would have to pay him $100 million a year just to even make him consider it.
Yeah. But I do think you're right, Michael, that everybody has a price.
Everybody's got a price, yeah.
Yeah, it depends what it is.
I'll tell you what. Coming up next, we'll break. Coming up next, Michael, I want to ask you, it's National Space Exploration Day.
Michael loves space.
It is your kind of day. Also,
have you heard about James Webb?
We'll talk about it coming up. Also,
unbelievable.
Also,
I don't even know who that is.
Oh, come on, Ireland.
The former Laker that wants to run it back. Have you heard about that?
No.
We'll do that coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hey, Michael Thompson's hanging out, Mason and Ireland show. And Michael, I was so happy you were coming in today because it is National Space Exploration Day. And this is one of your favorite subjects. What is it about space for you?
It's mind-numbing. The numbers and the vastness and the size of the universe and what's out there. And when you try to put it all together, it just doesn't seem possible. It doesn't seem like that could be like what we're seeing now from the James Webb Space Telescope. It's amazing. Just, you know how much that telescope cost when they made it?
No.
What do you think it cost? James Webb Space Telescope just launched recently. What do you think it cost?
$700 million.
$10 billion.
$10 billion
That's
insane.
Much more advanced than the Hubble telescope.
Now, see, what do you think of the guys that are like going out, floating in space for 10 seconds and coming back?
That's not space.
Yeah,
that's a waste of time,
isn't it?
Yeah, they basically are going to high altitude.
Correct.
Because when you go to space, you need a heat shield to get back into Earth's atmosphere. They're not using a heat shield to come back to Earth's atmosphere. They're just basically coming back like a plane. So that's not really
space. You know
what
I equated to, Mace? You ever been parasailing?
I have not. I've seen it.
Parasailing is...
Did you do it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
But it's very uneventful. You basically start on the shore, the boat takes off, you go high up into the air, and you're up there, and after about 2 minutes, you're like, okay,
yeah.
What else is going on? Like, if I flew up to space, checked it out for 5 minutes, and flew back,
they go up high.
I do that 100 times a year, Michael.
Where the International Space Station is, where the shuttle used to go, that's space because you need a heat shield. You can't come back to Earth without a heat shield.
Okay, but you know, Elon Musk is sending ships to the shuttle, to the space station all the time.
Yeah, you could do
that. So he's doing that.
Yeah, you could do that. Of course they send supplies up.
But don't you think it's just like baby steps?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but when you see this Virgin Atlantic.
Yeah, the Richard Branson one.
Richard Branson stuff and some of these Jeff Bezos say he went to space. He didn't go to space because they didn't need a heat shield to come back to Earth. You can't get back to Earth without a heat shield. You'll burn up and die.
Yeah.
So are you in favor?
Do you think we'll go to Mars?
No.
You don't?
We're old, so we're not going to be around to see it. To get to Mars, it takes based on the technology we have now, it takes 9 months to get there.
One way. Yep.
How are you going to feed someone for 9 months? How much fuel are you going to carry? What about water? Where are you going to get water from?
Right.
I guess they drink water. They make water, recycle water out of urine. So I guess you can do it that way. Mm. But you have to grow food. Well, they do. They have to grow food for 9 months. You have to pack enough fuel to get there. It takes too much fuel to lift off of to escape Earth's gravity to get to Mars. So maybe in 100 years, we'll be gone. Maybe they'll figure it out, but right now I don't see it. It ain't going to happen in our lifetime.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you what. I I said this earlier.
You think there?
I think there's stuff out. I mean, it's impossible that there's not stuff out there, right?
Oh, yeah.
I just said this to you off the air, but there are billions of stars in our galaxy, and then there are billions of galaxies on top of that.
It's got to be some kind of life.
It's incomprehensible.
Right. That we're the only
what's out
one
there.
In the universe.
Yeah. All right. So only one in the universe. Let me see. Let me change subjects on you. So Dennis Schroeder.
Poor guy.
Who was part of the 2020 Lakers team.
Yeah, turned down a huge contract.
They won the championship.
All I think about is $84 million.
Turned down $84 million. Wound up on, a veteran's minimum deal with the Celtics.
Had to try to live on $5
million. $5
million.
Now, he, on social media, has come out and tagged LeBron on some of his stuff and said, let's run it back.
Of course, he's looking for a job.
So do you think Dennis Schroeder is a fit for what we've got right now?
Would he play for the veterans minimum?
Yes.
You'll have to.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
He's still hanging around out there. He's a veterans minimum guy.
Yeah, I wouldn't, object to him coming back. I don't know how much he would play.
I actually thought he played really well with LeBron on the floor.
He did all right. Yeah, he did well. That's why... $84
million, man. $84
million.
Juan Soto, $440
million. Yeah, if he's willing to play
for
the veterans minimum, sure, he's better than most guys you're going to get on that deal.
Are we down to just one spot?
Yeah, but guys could still be traded.
Contracts aren't guaranteed. They could always cut somebody.
Right. There's flexibility.
You know who I'm surprised is not back? And he's a fan favorite, too. I'm surprised Carmelo Anthony's not coming back. Is Carmelo going to retire?
I was thinking about him today. I don't sense that he wants to retire.
No,
Michael,
he's going to try to join some contender.
But we could use that shooter. Yeah. I mean, we didn't sign necessarily guys who have been spotty shooting threes. You know, guys like Troy Brown the fourth and Lonnie Walker the fourth and Troy Brown Jr. We got a lot of second, third generation.
I don't want to overly simplify this, but I've said this several times in the past few weeks. I'll say it again. If you're auditioning somebody to be a Laker or considering putting someone in the Lakers and you don't use the word defense in the first 30 seconds of what you're describing, and nobody would with Carmelo, then
right.
You got to think long and hard about whether you want to add that guy because the defense was that bad last year. And
right.
I think Darvin knows it.
But can't you afford one shooter who
sure.
doesn't play defense?
Oh, yeah. Everybody that's looking for
shooters. Carmelo would be that guy. He'd
well,
be ideal.
So, but Russ didn't play great defense last year.
Correct. Russ is not a good defender.
LeBron didn't play great defense
LeBron
last
is
year.
LeBron is in and out.
AD was hurt a lot.
AD is a great defender, but was hurt.
Okay, so but right there, based on if we've got those four guys out there, three of them are not known for defense. You said one.
Right.
I mean, you need people.
Yeah, but LeBron can play defense.
Correct.
Yeah, he has to pick his spots.
And the question is, can Russ? I think he can. He's athletic enough.
Yeah,
he's
course.
Led the league in steals before, but he's got to commit to it. I hope Darvin, and Michael has said this many times during the games, that if Michael would have played the defense that the Laker players played last year, Pat Riley would have taken you out,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Traded us.
Traded you right on the spot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can't get away with the defensive effort that
the
Lakers
last
year.
I thought we signed too many shooters who couldn't play defense. This year, I think we signed guys who can play defense but can't necessarily shoot. I wonder if we've adjusted too far the other way. That's why I thought, well, Carmelo would be a great guy for that last spot because you need a shooter, if he's not defensively
Kendrick
as good
Nunn
as everybody else.
Lonnie White's a decent shooter.
Kendrick Nunn? Is he?
He'll play.
Where's Kendrick Nunn? Where in the world is Kendrick Nunn?
Yeah, he missed last year, but he'll be back. So we've got guys who can knock down shots. I mean, not everybody's Steph and Clay or Bradley Beal, but they can shoot well enough.
And McManaman said today on NBA Today that they're talking to other – I mean, they're not done. He says they're talking Indiana. You know, Buddy Hield could be that guy you're describing.
Oh, Buddy Hield, Miles Turner.
Miles Turner, excellent defender.
Eric Gordon.
Another Bahamian.
Yeah, Eric Gordon's in Houston, right?
Yeah, Houston. Yeah. Get as many Bahamians as you can. They
There's
always
one other name that's floating around out there. Eric Gordon.
But
Buddy Hield, Miles Turner.
I think that's it. Those are the three I heard.
And Pat Bev.
Yeah, Pepe
Perez. I love Pat. I hope he gets bought out. Well, I'd love
he
to
would
see
be
him
great,
on the
wouldn't
oh,
he?
Yeah, he'd be great.
Yeah, but the reason I like all those guys is with the exception of Hield, the other three, well, Gordon's not a great defender, but Turner and Beverly are defense-first guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, so they'd be welcome.
That's what we need, Patrick Beverly. Hopefully he gets bought out by the Jazz because the Jazz don't need him.
Love that attitude.
Oh, I love his attitude, man. He'd come in. He'd be feisty.
He would be great.
Oh, yeah.
He would be great.
He'd definitely be a fan favorite.
So I wanted to bring this up because a friend of mine brought it up to me. said if the Dodgers, and a lot of people think the Dodgers are in it for Juan Soto, and I hope that they are. Last night, fans were chanting, future Dodger. So my brother, who's a Twins fan, and the Twins are having a decent year.
Boy, that Byron Buxton looks like a good player.
Yeah, it does. And he said to me, if you guys get Juan Soto, it's not even fair. Mm. And think about that lineup. If you're going to go, if you got Trey Turner, Freddie Freeman.
Keep in mind, Trey Turner may not be there.
Well, for this year. I'm talking about down the stretch this year.
Gotcha.
Trey Turner, Freddie Freeman, Juan Soto. I'm missing Mookie Betts. I mean, if you have those four guys at the top of your lineup,
yikes.
It is kind of not fair, right? That's I mean, you're going to steamroll. You're going to out-hit everybody.
Mm-hmm. Murderous row.
Is it not fair?
No, it's not fair. Let's call this. They're all grown ups here. Somebody else can get him. You know, he's out there. If he's out there for the getting, maybe some other contender.
See, what's interesting about
why would the Yankees go try to get him?
You guys work in the NBA where salaries are restricted and depressed, and the whole idea is can we keep salaries down and you kind of stay within a salary cap and all that stuff. Baseball, and it's the 10-year anniversary of the Guggenheim Group buying the Dodgers. Baseball, you can just spend everybody into oblivion, and the Dodgers are kind of doing that. If they make a trade for Juan Soto and give him $400 million, that will give them, I forget what did Freeman sign for? He signed 6 years.
160 or something
like that? 180, I thought.
If you think, if you got the Mookie, Freeman, and Soto contract.
They can afford it.
Oh, they can absolutely afford it. Mm-hmm. But I don't care if it's fair.
No, of course not.
No, I don't care about
this. This is professional. These are all grown-ups here. This is adults. This ain't youth baseball.
Exactly.
So I'd get the best talent you can get.
And but, by the way, in baseball, it doesn't always mean you win.
That's right.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't.
I mean, you'll be really good. You'll win 100-plus games, but it doesn't necessarily mean
still a crapshoot in the playoffs. Oh, yeah. You got three-game series against the Marlins could go wrong if you're the Dodgers. You just never know.
Bergman, when's the last time a team repeated as a World Series champion?
It was the
baseball?
Yankees early in, was it 2000, 2001?
Yeah, so we're going back 20 years, wow. Right? Yeah, it's hard to win the World Series.
It is really hard. It requires a fair amount of luck.
Yeah.
99, 2000, somewhere.
Got to get your pitchers healthy.
Yeah, got to. All right, so Bergman, how's you got Bobcat today?
Greatest Bobcat ever.
Wow, ever.
Ever. Okay.
I hope.
Bobcat, coming up next for you. Mason Ireland, Michael Thompson hanging out, 710 ESPN.
Thanks
this is where we
Amanda.
Go at topics like Bobcat.
How many times did you make your mother say Bobcat before you got it right?
My mom?
Yeah, how many times did you have to say it?
Oh, she knew.
Do it again, Mom. Do it again, Mom.
No. She did it great the first time, but it was too loud, so I had to do it one at a time.
Two take Jan.
All right, what do you got there, Bergman?
All right. So Derek Jeter has a new docuseries coming out called The Captain.
Yeah, it started.
I watched the first
right
episode.
After the home run derby.
Yeah, that was great.
In an interview about the show, he says there were a lot of things I wouldn't touch on because once the toothpaste is out of the tube, you can't put it back in. So my question is, why do I want to watch a documentary that doesn't tell me any of the good stuff?
Oh, you mean you just want to see his dating life?
Well, no, I mean on everything. So, like, I just want you to be tell me.
I will tell you this, Greg. I watched the first one.
Boring.
It was an hour. It was not.
No, it was good.
It was interesting. I'm not going to watch part two.
You're not going to watch it.
I recorded it once.
Because it's the authorized biography. I don't want the authorized biography.
Exactly.
I want somebody else to tell the story.
Here's the thing that jumped out at me about Jeter. In his first, you know, he joined the Yankees right out of high school.
Yes.
You guys know who the first player taken in Jeter's draft was?
Wasn't it Nevin or something?
Yeah, Phil Nevin. Now managing the Angels.
Now slogging through an Angels season.
But Jeter, his first year in A-ball, and Mace, a minor league season is what, about 60, 70 games?
Oh, no. At least in AAA, we played 160.
Okay. Well, I think he played about 100, and he made 54 errors.
56.
Holy
In his
hell.
First year.
That's crazy.
54 errors.
56.
Yeah, well, he said 54. I don't know.
54.
Yeah, but I mean, that's insane. I don't know why you would stick with a guy that and Buck Showalter walked into Steinbrenner and Gene Michael was running the team, and they go, "Are we sure this kid can play? Like, we're putting all our jobs on the line for a guy that made 54 errors, and the Gene Michael said, yeah, he's good. He can play. He'll get it eventually. And he got it. And 2 years later, he was a minor league player of the year.
Yeah, I mean, I like the hour, but I think Bergman raises an interesting point, which is I never read autobiographies. Autobiographies are not interesting because they're not going, though it's not a warts and all story.
You
want to
see the dirt.
Here's what I want to present of my life, and I'll hold back when I want to hold back.
What kind of controversy do you think he had in his career?
I don't know. I don't even know if it's controversy, Michael. Yeah. I don't even know.
So why do you want
to
find out?
I mean, is he going to do going to the gambling parlors in New York when he got busted for playing poker illegally?
Is that a big deal?
Well, it was at the time. It was a big story in New York.
Ooh,
but I mean, I want that. I want the real story of a guy, not his own version of his story.
You want to hear about all the beautiful celebrity girls he's dated?
I want an objective eye looking at Derek Jeter's life, and I don't want things held back. Wasn't that the case with Jordan? Jordan didn't produce Last Dance,
no.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
He did produce Last Dance?
Yeah, he had a lot of say-so in it.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, Last Dance was a hell of a lot edgier than what I watched the other night with Jeter.
Yeah.
It's not going to be any more edgy either. If he's holding back any of the good stuff, like the whole, like the gift bags after having
gift bags, like, swag bags, all that kind of stuff.
Talks about the gift bags. He swears it didn't happen.
He denies it.
I'm about to make another documentary. Stories
are always more interesting when they're told by somebody else as opposed to
you wanted to be a Jerry Springer show, don't you, Bergman?
No, I don't want to be. I just want, look, I already know a lot about his life. I watched him play. Like, I don't want to know that stuff. I want to know about him.
The idea is, can we hear the truth?
Yes.
The truth.
He's just a straight-laced guy.
He just said he's holding stuff back.
Right.
Literally said he's holding stuff back.
But about his private life.
This is the point of the documentary. Who is Derek Jeter? We're never going to know from watching this documentary. I watched the first one. I thought it was great. The interesting stuff at the beginning about the, you know, this civil rights. His mom was very active in civil rights and all that stuff. It was very interesting. But I'm not going
to
watch episode 2 through 9.
Not all the success he had with the Yankees. Aren't you interested in how he handled that?
I know how he handled it. I watched it. I saw those games. I know exactly what he did. I know the flip. I know that play.
They talked about it on the radio for years.
A whole episode on the flip.
You want the Playboy channel, not the Hallmark.
I don't want the Hallmark Channel, but Michael, I definitely don't want the Playboy Channel either.
You know what I mean.
I don't even think it exists anymore, so that's all gone anyway.
All right, it's to you.
Yeah, it does. Bobcat.
Oh, it does?
Oh, hey, Playboy Channel does exist, according to Jorge.
I worked for them a couple years ago.
Oh, so, nice. Yeah.
Well, didn't it go out of business? Playboy's gone.
I don't know. I worked for them. They paid me.
something you shot in a vacant house in Van Nuys?
No, it was something else.
All right, it's Chatsworth. Anyway, there's a new video game out.
It's Chatsworth, yes. Good point.
There's a new video game out called Stray. In the game, you are a stray cat. You can walk around cities looking for food and doing stray cat things. And apparently you can drive a car too, which is kind of weird. But it is getting absolutely rave reviews. Wow, that is a loud cat. It's getting rave reviews. People love it. What would get you to play a game as a cat?
Nothing. No interest.
You have your
I'm
price.
A dog person.
You have your price.
I have a dog person.
$5,000. You won't dress up like a cat. Of course you will. And you'll wander the city like a tomcat.
$500. I would dress up as a cat.
Will you do this? I'll put $100 on. If you get to $500, I have him walk around the city in a stray cat.
All right, that's $200.
And you got to purr as you're walking.
You guys know I just did this in a bunny suit.
No.
Like
you have to go around
ago.
L.A.
Go around L.A. All the way this around. Is the whole thing. I want to see you walking into
can I do it just
islands dressed as a cat.
Can I do it just at L.A. Live?
No. It has to go
you
into
have to
LA.
Go home and then go to one of your regular joints and get video of
right,
you going.
Now we're back to $5,000. If we get it to $5,000, I'll do it.
All right. Start the Kickstarter campaign now.
Yeah.
Mace, are you doing that?
It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I don't know who's dressing up like a cat and wandering
around.
No,
it's a video game. It's a video
stupid.
Game.
Stupid. I hate video games. Right. I hate. Is this
when you hate video games?
Is this what you do on your phone? Are you playing this on your phone?
No, it's actually like a PS4 game.
Are you hosting the dance party hoedown on your phone?
Dance party hoedown?
Hey,
aren't
you the guy who does the Lakers dance party hoedown on your phone?
Yeah, Bergman, I'm not dressing as a cat. I'm not acting like a cat.
Right,
I don't like anything to do
price?
With cats.
We just did this with Ireland. What's your price?
For dressing like a cat
and walking
around the
city? LA. Yeah.
He'll do it for less than $5,000.
Yeah, I'll do it for a grand.
Do it for the gram.
Yeah, do it for the gram.
Michael's
the
never
gram.
Doing it, right? There's no chance.
No, Michael. No.
Try
buying Michael off.
All right, what you got, Jorge?
Okay, Michael, so you're one that admires, you know, aviation. So this morning I'm driving in, and I see the blimp flying across the skyline.
Goodyear blimp?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you guys ever been in a blimp?
Yes,
I have. Yeah. I've done a story on the Goodyear blimp.
Yeah. What is the purpose of the blimp? Is it just advertising? Is
yeah.
that what it is?
Oh. And it's also very uneventful. It's like going, you guys ever been in a hot air balloon?
No. Yes.
Same thing.
Yeah, just now, what's interesting is, do you get to drive it?
Yeah, but there was nothing to it.
All there are two pedals.
Right.
Right? There's like an up pedal and a left to right pedal, and you just go from pedal to pedal. It's interesting.
The guy even said to me, he goes, you couldn't crash it if you tried.
No.
Yeah.
You know what I think the blimp does, though? It signifies that something is a really big event. Like, it is blimp-worthy. Like, the All-Star Game is blimp-worthy. The Super Bowl, blimp-worthy. If you see the blimp, you know you're at something that is a really big deal. So I think that's the cool part of the blimp. They still park it down in Carson.
Yeah, they still take it off a ride.
Yeah, right off the 405.
Yeah, right off the 405.
Bobcat.
I love blimps. Bring back the Zeppelins.
Bring back the Hindenburg.
Yeah, you don't hear that every day.
I love those airships.
All right, Bergman, what do you got?
That's how I used to cross the ocean.
Getting on an airship.
Michael doesn't want to go to the next
station. I saw the results.
So there's a new challenge going out around the internets that Carlos showed me today. You drink water and you keep it in your mouth, and then you play rock, paper, scissors with someone, and the winner gets to slap the loser across the face with a big flour tortilla.
Mace, let's do it. You got a flour tortilla? I got a
flour tortilla. So, what is the significance of a flour tortilla?
So, and then the first to spit the Jorge.
I will
first
do this.
To spit the water
Mace,
out.
Mason
loses.
And I will do
oh,
this.
I'm yeah. totally in it. You just yeah. hand me
you
a
guys
freaking
get,
tortilla.
Hey, tomorrow, you two guys are in charge of producing
I'll bring
a flour tortilla and bottle of
Jorge,
water.
You know yeah. what this you know what this means, Jorge?
What?
White people are bored. Ain't no brothers and Latinos doing this.
The video that I saw doing it was The Rock and
your hero, The Rock.
The Rock is doing this.
Half.
And Kevin Hart. It was Kevin Hart and The Rock slapping each other with tortillas.
Yeah, that's a fun
thing. Really? I was going to say, when are we going to do this?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
By the way, tomorrow's a big day because we're also doing the wine taste off. I've got to stop on my way home and get the wine. I'm getting a bottle of fancy wine, medium wine, and $2 chuck. And Sedano says he knows the difference between the three.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, you could because you drink a lot of wine.
I don't think so.
I don't necessarily think I could.
By the way, I'm not going to get Camus. I'm going to get a $100 bottle, a $50 bottle, and a $2 chuck.
No, Camus is $75.
But he knows what Camus tastes like.
Oh, okay.
So I don't want to give him that easy.
Bobcat.
So tomorrow is water and slapping with a flour tortilla and the great wine taste off.
Could be a very interesting day.
Big day.
Yeah.
Very,
wow.
very funny. I can't wait for that, actually. So Rob Manfred is, well, the only way to say it is not great at his job.
The worst commissioner in professional.
No, sports. Gary Bettman's way worse than him.
I don't agree with that.
I don't
think
either.
Gary Bettman's done just a fine job. I mean, it's.
I don't know what I don't follow hockey that well, so I don't know what he's done.
But the sport I love is we have a commissioner who's better. Everything about hockey is better than whatever Rob Manfred is doing.
Okay.
Anyway, just a couple days ago, he and MLB agreed to pay minor leaguers a $185 million settlement to rescind any prohibitions against teams paying wages to minor league players outside of the season. Then he said yesterday at the All-Star game that he rejects the premise that they aren't paid a living wage. Why is he so bad at his job?
They are not paid a living wage. At least they have not
been. Never have been.
Never
yeah.
have been. I mean, I always tell the story that you know, I was friends with a bunch of AAA guys, and I remember during the offseason walking into the grocery store late at night, and there was our ace starting pitcher stocking shelves.
Well, Michael, this is something you know about.
Yeah.
When Trace was in the minors, were they hurting for money?
Well, a lot of these guys get a bonus signing. Not everybody, but he got a nice little fat bonus. But
there are bonus guys, and then there are guys.
Right, exactly. Some guys have to live with families because they're probably making 15.
They do that out in Rancho Cucamonga.
$1,500 a month or something. So, yeah, they could improve the salaries. But I thought all those salaries were independent from the minor league owners paying them, not Major League.
No, I don't think so.
Major League pays those guys?
Because
the teams do.
If you get drafted by the Padres pay you.
At El Paso.
Yeah. Wherever you are.
Yeah. I always thought it had to depend on
seniority. Here's the thing I don't understand. So all these players once were minor leaguers. Why aren't current players more active in making sure that minor league players have a living wage?
Right.
Maybe because they worked their way up and they think that minor league players should do it too.
Yeah.
And if you're not good enough, just get out of the game.
So you're saying guys like, I don't know, Justin Turner, Freddie Freeman should give up a couple hundred thousand a year to make sure those guys
Well, Justin Turner was one of those guys. Justin Turner was not a big prospect. Justin Turner worked his way up.
So what would you suggest to the current Dodgers? How much should they give up in salary?
Well, I mean, in the collective bargaining agreement, you certainly could carve out a portion of the revenue for minor leaguers.
Their answer to you would be, why do we as players have to pay it when baseball is making more money than
we are? That's a good point. It's really the teams that need to pay it. The teams pay minor leaguers. Yeah. So, I don't know how far $180 million goes, but it sounds
better. Let's find out.
Better.
Get me $180 million. Let's
sounds
see how far it goes.
Better than it was.
What would be the first thing you buy if you had $180 million?
Would be the first thing I would buy?
Yeah.
The Clippers.
That's $2 billion.
Well, maybe I'd get a deal. Steve Ballmer wouldn't notice.
You know what I would buy?
What?
This station.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You all answer to me.
Well, we don't we all anyway?
Yeah, I guess you kind of do.
Yeah, what would be different from that and now?
Bobcat.
All right, so let's kick off the planet time. And so this one is, one of them is going to go completely away, but the other one becomes exponentially dominant in their field.
All right, what do you got?
Padres or Clippers?
Oh, the Clippers got to go.
No, I would keep the Padres. Yeah.
I'd keep the Padres.
Well, so the Padres would now be the most dominant team in baseball.
But you don't have to live with them.
You don't have to live with them.
I mean, San Diego,
right there, and San Diego love and all that nonsense.
Yeah, San Diego lost their football team. They lost their basketball team. Why do you want to screw them out of their baseball?
Do you really want Clipper Darryl?
They beat the Dodgers every year.
Do you really want Clipper Darryl knocking on your front door screaming, "Let's go, Clippers"?
No, absolutely not. But yeah, I don't want San Diego love guys knocking on my
door
either.
I would definitely kick the Clippers off the planet with great glee.
Yeah,
put them up in. I would love that.
They could put them in the space station, international space station. They could
to
watch the
space
games
station, Ballmer. Yeah. To the space station.
You can afford it.
You guys are stepping on the Slam Diego love guys.
That's a good guy.
Turn this up. This is the worst rap ever.
Oh
recorded.
My god, it's terrible.
So a couple of white guys doing this.
Yeah, that is awful.
And they look exactly like you'd think they would.
Yeah. Like McLovin.
Yes,
yeah,
very
they
much
do.
So.
They look like
glasses,
McLovin.
Glasses, the whole deal.
Was it Dave Shore and somebody else? Dave Joseph?
Yeah.
And the Kamenitskis?
Bobcat.
All right, that'll do it.
All right, there you have your Bobcat for today. Coming up next, a couple of things. I want to talk about what I saw at the Home Run Derby at Dodger Stadium. I saw a video of it today. I want to ask you about that. I want to ask you about being typecast.
Okay.
There's a particular celebrity who's come out and says, you guys have typecast me. And he says, I'm more than that. We'll do that coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.